the enemy and opposite of God. It's called the...
The what?
The enemy and opposite of God.
The devil?
He's called the devil. Okay. Any funny terms for that you know of?
Satan, devil, Lucifer.
Mm. Okay, terms you used to frighten kids with. Say you don't watch out, who's going to get you?
Police, which is a sad kind of term. I don't know.
Okay.
Like what?
Like boogeyman?
Oh, yeah, I never thought about him as the devil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goblins?
Goblins, okay. And what about those things that people used to think go around at night to scare people?
Ghosts,
okay. And any other things you call those?
Haunts, spirits.
Okay. And then a house that's full of ghosts, you call
it? It's haunted.
Okay. And if it's wintertime, you might put a sweater on and say it's getting...
cold.
Okay, or it's getting...
chilly?
Yeah. Now, how would you qualify chilly? If it's not really getting really chilly, but it's sort of getting chilly.
Cool.
Is there a qualifying adjective you might use in there?
Quite cool.
Okay. You ever say rather?
No, I'd say really.
It's okay. Let me see. You mentioned earlier your use of... Would you always use yes, sir, or yes, ma'am to your own parents?
Yes.
That would be very common. What are the contexts in which you would use those words?
Usually it has to do with age.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say anybody that's your parents' generation was just by definition yes, sir, and yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And
or even... Go ahead.
And they were never first names, so I always missed and Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Or either Ann if they were quite close, aunt and uncle.
Mm-hmm.
But never just plain first names.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes Miss. I mean, I have a lot of very small children that live next door and things call me Miss Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
They can't, Miss Harrison's, but it's too formal, they can't say Catherine.
Okay. Let me see. If somebody comes and visits you, and you enjoyed their visit, you might say to them, you want to see them again, you might say...
Please come back.
Okay.
Come back to see us.
Okay. You ever use the phrase, it's often used in restaurants, y'all come back?
Probably don't use it because it's been overused in restaurants.
Okay.
Okay.
And then at Christmas time, what's the normal greeting you
use then? Yeah, Christmas. That we use Christmas gift.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought that was peculiar to us. I didn't know.
Well, no, it's well, you find it around here.
And you have to be the first one to say it. That's the name of the game.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about New Year's?
Happy New Year.
Okay. What New Year's gift do you ever use? Okay. Let me see. If you admire something but don't have enough money to buy it, you say, I like it, but it...
It's too expensive.
Okay. Okay, what about using cost? I like it, but it...
Costs too much.
Okay. If it's time to pay a bill or the first of the month, you say first of the month the bill is...
Due.
Okay. And if you belong to a club, every once in a while you have to pay your
dues.
Okay. And if you haven't got any money, you might go to a friend and try to
borrow.
Okay. If a banker doesn't want to give you any money, he might say, well, money is kind of
hard to come by.
Okay. Or another way of
saying
tight. Okay. Or still another?
I don't know.